Well, good morning. It is 8:05 on this Thursday morning, September the 9th, 2021. 8:05. Running quite a bit late this morning. And the only reason I have is, man, I got a bad case of don't want it today. I don't want to do anything. Hello, I'm out, I'm walking. I have made progress on both the Ishmael books and the Wizard's Cat. Got sandbagged yesterday afternoon by a CIFWA meeting. I lost track of the fact that yesterday was actually Wednesday, so around 10 minutes of 2, I was celebrating because I had all but like 40 of the words I needed for the day. And then I got a text message about the budget and accounting meeting. So we spent an hour of that. No big, but it was just... Then I had to go back and finish the words. Then I was able to play for a little while. I am playing Civ 6. I tried to figure out how this all works. I'm not doing a very good job of it. I've been watching a YouTuber who plays, he's got a Civ 6 play along for totally new players. And while I've played Civ back in the day, I lost track for a couple of generations, and there's just so much is different. So I'm trying to sort of take the lessons. It's like, how do you lay out a city? I got myself in a bind this playthrough. One of the things, though, I learned from the last playthrough, I saved the seeds. So I know what the map is. I can go back and replay the map. Which is a little bit cheaty, I suppose, but I'm still learning the game. It's like, I think one of the mistakes I'm making is that I'm playing, the advice is to play a balanced game. And the problem, I think the problem is that I'm playing too balanced a game. I tried to bring up everything at once. Science, military, culture, production. I try to bring it all up at the same time. And I think what I really need to do is focus on, okay, which of the, I think there are three. Now there are four. There are four. There are four win conditions. And you only need to do one of them. But you have to do one of them before anybody else does. If you don't, then your civilization is lost to the sands of time. And I go back and I look at what my various trees show, and they're just like, okay, I've done all of these up to here, and I've done all of those up to there. But I really need to have this other thing that's weeks away, weeks of gameplay away. And I don't know how to get there. And the killer is that I've won one of these games. I've back when I first got the game, I won one. I don't know how exactly, but I did win one. That was science. She blinded me with science. I do know how I did it. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, how did I do it? How did I figure it out? And the answer is, go to the wind condition you're looking for on one of the trees, a tech tree or a science tree, whatever. Well, tech is science, culture, religious, whatever. You go to the end of that tree and you look for the one, the end condition you're looking for. It's easy for this, for the tech tree, for science, because the goal of the win is to be the first to launch a manned rocket into space. I think it's something along those lines anyway. So if you go to the tech tree and you look out for what do you need to do in order to launch that bad boy, and you click it, then the game automatically fills in everything you need to do in order to get there. And if you leave it that way, it'll just keep ticking over. It'll just keep doing them in order until you get there. The problem, of course, is that you just leave it there. Then you find yourself trying to figure out how to get enough production, or how to get enough science, or how to get enough this, that, or the other thing. I discovered that I had neglected a technology way back at the beginning of the game. Oh, I'm coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk pose. Monk pose. There we go. I had neglected the wheel because I wasn't going to use wheels. I was going to use horsemen, light cavalry. Let's go. And try to do a military, they call it domination win. And you get that by capturing all the cities of all of the AI players, all the capital cities. You don't have to capture all the cities, just all the capital cities. And the silly part is that you may as well just capture all of them. Because then you get all the resources of that city. The downside is that you don't have a lot of loyalty there. And so you're constantly putting down rebellions. I don't know if I want to restart this island, this game. At least not yet. It's a miserable map. And I've waited long enough to start my reign of terror. Alright. I don't know if starting now is going to be fruitful, useful, even viable. I suppose, try it, see what I learn from it. Hush, dog. Hush, you little yappy little bugger. I suppose, try it. And then there's this other thing. I've got to get my words done. It's still taking me till at least the afternoon to get my 2,000 words. They're still only taking up about 2 hours of writing time. But it's taken me more than half a freaking day to get those 2 hours in a row. I'm using For the Words. I'm not sprinting. I'm using For the Words to lock in the time, to lock in the writing. Because there's a timer on them. You have only so much time before you have to start, before you lose the battle. So, like yesterday was just two battles. They were both very long. First one was, 1,800 words? Which only yields me 1,500 because of my bonuses. And because of those same bonuses, I'm allowed 5 hours to do those 1,800 words, which should be about an hour and 40 minutes. But because of the extra time, I'm not getting the pressure, the time pressure I need to stay on task. I tend to go wandering off and losing track. guy in a big truck with a big camper hauling a Jeep. And it smells like gasoline. This is, you don't want to be across the street from a vehicle that smells like gasoline. That usually means there's something wrong. Lady on a silver Harley. That intersection was busier than normal. Heading north along the park. What am I reading? Deanna Chase. The next book in her Premonition Point series came out. So I'm reading Witching for Kismet. It's a short book. It's not going to take very long. The Royal Manticoran Merchant Marine gunnery exercise will be ending next week, 15th, which I think is Wednesday. So I need to get as many pages read as I can between now and Wednesday. And then keep reading. I don't know how many books I've already read this year. My goal was 90, and I thought, well, 90, that's not quite 2 a week. I think I can do 2 a week. Last time I looked, I'm pretty sure it was like over 120. And, you know, it's like, I still have weeks yet to go. But the thing, if I put on my metacognitive glasses, the thing is that the more I've been reading, the more the pressure to write gets. Until finally it just bubbled over. And we're approaching the end of the first week of the Writer's Challenge on ConvertKit. And on the one hand, it's pretty disappointing because the people aren't playing along. All the people who were like a dozen people maybe, who said, oh yeah, let's do this. And now that we're doing it, they're not. That's the downside. The upside is, I'm still doing it. And maybe by the end, people will start to play along. Maybe by the end, people will start realizing that writing isn't... writing doesn't have to be something you do by yourself. It can be a team sport. We can't write each other's words, but we can cheer each other on. So anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.